Track 9, the South Courtyard.
You should now be standing in the South Courtyard below the clock tower.
Much of the remaining roofed section of the house, with its clock and open domed bell tower, is the result of alterations made by the architect Anthony Salvin in the 1830s and 40s. This clock was made by John Thwaites of London. This section of the house was inhabited by the male servants, whereas the female servants would have occupied the attic in the north end of the house, which has since been knocked down. You will notice that there are holes on the side of the building which many people believed was from World War II, when soldiers carried out gun practice. However, it is actually due to erosion caused by the weather. Currently, Rufford is home to 9 species of bats, with many bats roosting in this building. This building is also believed to be haunted. Rufford, with its long involved history, would not be complete without tales of a darker, mysterious nature.
Mysterious appearances of the supernatural at Rufford are difficult to explain. However, there is some documented evidence to support the widespread belief that Rufford is haunted. An early document at the parish church of Edwinstow has an entry that describes the burial of a man who died from fright after seeing the Rufford ghost. Over the years, Rufford has gained a widespread reputation for being haunted. Stories abound from local people who have claimed to have seen the little old lady in black and the white lady gliding through the trees. Back in Edwardian times, a guest at the house described seeing a gigantic monk with a fleshless skull under his cowl. Housemaids in the past claim to have experienced the apparition of a black monk touching them on the shoulder or being reflected through a mirror. Several noble ladies who stayed overnight in the house have recalled the experience of a cold, clammy baby nestling up to them in bed. One of these ladies was Lady Sackville, as the governess who was present at the time now recalls.
On retiring to bed, Lady Sackville put her baby daughter in a cot by her bed. In the middle of the night, Lady Sackville felt a cold child getting into bed with her. She naturally thought it was her little daughter, but when she awoke in the morning, her child was still asleep in her cot.
In 1869, staff at the country house noticed some large, damp flagstones at the bottom of the staircase leading from the chapel. When these were removed, a skeleton with a bullet hole through its skull was revealed. The bones were removed to Wellow Churchyard and buried. Another ghost seen at Rufford is the ghost of the White Lady. She is said to have been Arabella Stuart, who was the great-great-granddaughter of Henry VIII and niece to Mary Queen of Scots. She died in 1615 in captivity while on a hunger strike after being jailed by King James for her secret marriage to William Seymour, who also had a distant claim to the throne. In recent years, her ghost has been photographed in the arch of the solarium at Rufford. Past residents of the home deliberately stayed up all night to try and see a ghost, but still never saw one. Some people have blamed Sir George Savile for some of the supernatural happenings, for it is said he dabbled in black magic. No doubt, ghosts or no ghosts, the ancient stones of Rufford could tell some stories.
From this point, turn to face the Coach House Cafe and make your way through the arched entrance on your right to enter the stable block courtyard.